get into it here at 7 after the hour, the weekend program that is attached to the Good Day program. It's called Good Day Weekend. Amazing how that happens. And to get us started and to work our way through the next couple of hours with lots of medical information from head to toe, it's Dr. Ken Kronhaus who's here and available for you at 888-553-7536. Why don't you get on the line right now and take advantage of this gentleman's mind, his intuition, his knowledge, his experience. He has science and all kinds of other things in his, the team approach to knowledge, the team approach to medicine. He is interested in what you have to say, but let's get to the point. The life story stuff doesn't really work because that's not what you've called for. You didn't call to tell us your life story. You called to ask a question about something that's bothering you. So you certainly are encouraged to do that because he's got a great bedside or radio side or speaker side manner. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. A lot of questions come in that way. And we cover all of the news. The news, by the way, my name is Doug Steffen. And the host of the Good Day program Monday through Friday. Ken is on with us every day with a daily dose of information that he has gleaned by studying all of the journals.
Yes, so welcome back. You have a good weekend last weekend?
I did. I had spending my time, as I do often, at my alma mater, Heidelberg University in Northwest Ohio, board meetings, yada, yada. And they now, the president likes to get started earlier, so where I used to be able to get in a couple of hours of the program. Doesn't always work.
Now you're back to celebrate your birthday with us.
Thank you. Yes, happy that birthday. Is true. Yep. So let's talk about the news of the week, medical news of the week, in terms of what has been reported these journals. By the way, who oftentimes people ask about who pays for the study. If it's an FDA study, if it's American Medical Association study, if it's paid for by something other than government, and even government is suspect. How do you separate the wheat from the chaff?
Well, it's really the scientist that's key. It's the honesty, like in any other field. There's good apples. Most are good. There's a few bad ones. And it really depends on the scientist. When I was doing research, clinical or basic, I still do a little bit of clinical research. I just need the money to get the research done. I don't really care who's paying me. It doesn't affect how I'm approaching the problem. It doesn't affect me how I'm operating as a scientist. Now, does that happen in all studies? I'd be incredibly naive to say that it does, but that's how it should happen. And sometimes it does. Most of the times it does, but not always. And that's where I try to use my nose to sift through these studies as a trained medical scientist to try to figure out how valid are the conclusions based on the experimental design. And that's what we do each week. We review these medical journals. There's 3,000 medical journals. They publish most of them weekly, many of them monthly. And we try to sift out the ones that can provide results that you can add these results to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life. And there's a really amazing one this week that I think is the most important article of the week. It got a lot of newsworthiness across the media this week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association that light drinking is actually linked to a slight increase in the breast cancer risk. Because this is so confusing. People hear that they should, or if they do drink moderately, it's going to lower their risk of getting heart disease. The number one killer, clearly the number one killer for women is heart disease, not breast cancer. One in seven will get breast cancer for women. At least one in three, maybe more, women will die of heart disease. And it's a very confusing issue. What we learned from this study out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Doug, is that whether you sip beer, wine, or whiskey, women who drank just three alcoholic beverages a week face a slightly higher chance for developing breast cancer compared with teetotalers. And this study involved more than 100,000 American nurses. So this is a big, big study. And, so who paid for it? The government paid for it. This is an NIH, National Institutes of Health study, and This is where most of the money in research comes from. It's from us taxpayers paying it, and then the government out of the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, funneling it out to investigators to do their studies. Some of the money comes from industry. Some of it comes out of the scientist's own pocket, but even a very small amount today. Studies are quite expensive to do, and most of it comes from the government. Some of it comes from manufacturers and drug companies who are funding their own studies. And in this study, it does get confusing because a lot of people think that if they drink moderately, for guys, 1 to 2 a day, for women, 0 to 1, serving per day, that they will lower their risk of getting heart disease, and they probably will. But like the yin yang of medicine, we are complicated organisms, and so many things have a good effect in one part of the body, a bad effect in the other part of the body. And my basic recommendation is, if you like to drink, fine, do it in moderation, but don't drink because you want some health benefit. And especially women, if you have yourself this breast cancer gene, stay away from it, because what we're learning here is that it really can cause some serious problems in a very small amount of alcohol.
Grape juice. Drink the grape juice. Isn't that Concord grapes? That has been study after study.
Yeah. The skin, yeah. A great source of antioxidants. I just had some right before we went on the air. Can't get enough of good grape juice.
I'm drinking it right now, as a matter of fact. 888-553-7536. Chet calls from Rome, New York, to talk with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Yes, sir, you're on the air right now.
Hi, Dr. Kronhaus.
Hi.
I was diagnosed with, in the last couple of weeks by my doctor, with a diagnosis called giant cell arteritis.
And easy for you to say.
Okay. Can you give me any info on it?
This is an inflammation of the lining of your arteries. These are the blood vessels that carry the oxygen from the blood from your heart to the rest of your body. And it usually affects the arteries in your head, especially those in your temples. And for this reason, giant cell arteritis is often called temporal arteritis or cranial arteritis. Where are your symptoms? And the typical symptoms in this involve severe head pain, tenderness, usually in the temple area, decreased visual acuity, even double vision, Chet, scalp tenderness, jaw pain, sudden permanent loss of vision in one eye, fevers, unintended weight loss. What kind of symptoms are you having?
Okay, all the eye problems.
All of the above?
No.
No, eye problems.
All the eye, okay.
All the
eye,
I got
problems.
It.
And I have so much problem with pain in my shoulders and back and so forth.
So what's the questions? You looking for some treatment?
The doctor put me on prednisone.
Okay, that is the usual treatment, high doses of corticosteroids such as prednisone. Immediate treatment is necessary to prevent vision loss, Chet. This is very important. And did they do a biopsy?
No, they didn't. It was all blood work.
So, okay, so you did not have a biopsy done. They just started treatment. Well, you should start feeling better in a few days. How long has it been since they started the prednisone?
Just about a week.
And are you feeling better?
Yes, but I'm afraid when they take me off the prednisone.
Well, sometimes it requires prolonged treatment. Some people need to be on it for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And often after the first month, they'll start lowering the dose.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Collins.
All right, there you go, sir.
Best of luck.
888-553-7536. I never heard of that before. Oftentimes when you and I are talking about these things, there's a semblance of something that has been more studied than most, mostly because I'm exposed to you, or because I'm interested in my own medical well-being and health and that sort of thing. I never heard of that before.
importantly, to eat a healthy diet, exercise regularly. This is an important part of this, and he's going to need follow-up, and should feel a lot better shortly.
How common is it?
It's not all that common, but it's more common actually as you get older. It rarely occurs in people younger than age 50. Women are about two times more likely to get it. It's more, it's associated sometimes with polymyalgia rheumatica, which you may have heard of.
Yeah.
It's more a disease of the aging older people. It usually occurs at about age 70.
What would have caused it?
What causes it?
Yeah.
Boy, it's just due to the immune system attacking the arteries.
Yeah. All right. Okay, here's an email from Sylvia who wants to know about warts, where they come from. Are there different kinds of warts? Like she hears, she goes on and talks about a wart on her foot. And what do you do to get rid of them?
Boy, warts. Warts, these are skin growths, Doug. They're caused by the virus called the human papillomavirus. Boy, we've been hearing a lot about that. And it just involves a rapid growth of cells on the outer layer of your skin.
Is it a cancer?
Definition? It's probably, you would call it a benign. It's not malignant.
Right.
It doesn't take over the body. Usually they just become bothersome or embarrassing. And you want to get rid of them, but they won't kill you. They're just a big nuisance.
Do you get it as exposed? When I was a kid, I had them all over my hands. And I wondered if then they went, some of them we burned off. Some of them just kind of went away. The scars on my hand are still from when I had the burn treatment.
It's an infectious disease. They actually pass from person to person.
They do. It's a virus?
Yes. You can touch a towel used by somebody else. And the HPV virus just spreads by contact.
And so do you have to see a professional, or do you do stuff? Sometimes I remember
there
my
are
mother
some,
took garlic oil or put garlic oil on some of them.
there are some over-the-counter remedies, but for stubborn warts, you need to often the dermatologist or the internist family doctors take care of it. There's freezing cryotherapy. Mm-hmm. They use liquid nitrogen. You can see it smoking in the doctor's office.
That's what happened to the one that was on my foot. It froze it, and then they'd scrape it off with a razor blade. But I remember somebody saying you never got to the root because they sort of establish roots, don't they?
They can, and that's where sometimes even minor surgery, laser surgery is sometimes required. There's something called cantharidin, which is a substance which is extracted from blister beetles, and you can put this on your wart topically. There's a lot of options. Talk to your primary care doctor. If they can't help you, here's where the dermatologist is very helpful.
All right. Dermatology is a study. Some people have, I remember also talking about dermatologists when I was a kid and wondering whether they had the same training as other MDs.
Dermatologists get very specialized treatment. And what they do for warts, they use immunotherapy, bleomycin, retinoids. These are some very specialized drugs that are only used, fortunately, rarely for the really toughest warts to get rid of.
Medical news of the week continues. Your calls at 888-553-7536. The expertise of one Dr. Kenneth Carone House here on Good Day
Happy
Weekend.
Birthday, Doug.
21 after the hour. Turn your clocks back tonight.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Way's most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
There we go.
Is your birthday?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
And I wish you
as we move ahead, the action that comes from your birthday. A lot of people look at their birthday as another year older and deeper in debt and all that stuff. And, oh, my aches and pains because I'm so old. Age is just a BS number. That's all it is. Your attitude toward life, how you live your life, who you're around often. Are you stimulated emotionally? Are you stimulated mentally? Are you stimulated physically? All of those things, it seems to me, keep you on the...
That's a lot of stimulation.
Well, it is, but I think that's what it takes to keep yourself in the right place, because otherwise you get taught sometimes by our media. Yeah, the media is so horrible. The news media, not the regular media, but just the news media is so horrible when it comes to... all kinds of things that would be associated with goodness.
And they're exceeding themselves this week, but we won't go there.
Yeah. Actually, one of the things that is in the news this week, the continuation of looking at the costs of health care. Maybe you might want to comment on that before we get to our next caller at 800-888-553-7536. Isn't there something this week that pertains to, did I see that someplace?
Yes, yeah, some Medicare beneficiaries, they've sued the government, the Obama administration, over hospital stays. There's this Medicare detail where people are not formally admitted to the hospital when they really probably should. They're put on what's called observation status. It gives the hospital and Medicare the opportunity to watch the patient so that the hospital doesn't inappropriately, from their perspective, admit you to the hospital, and then you don't reach formal criteria by Medicare standards, and then the hospital is left with the bill. And it's all about the money. That's all this nonsense is. And what some beneficiaries are arguing, in fact, it's a number of them, and they have sued the Obama administration. They're complaining that the hospitals keep them on extended observation status, and observation status only pays for, and I won't get too jargony, but Part B, and it doesn't pay for a lot of the things that your Part A Medicare pays for, the hospital costs. So the bottom line is, a lot of people are leaving the hospitals with big bills because they have been not formally admitted, kept on these extended observation so that the hospitals make sure that they get paid, and the patients are obviously very unhappy about this.
Yeah, with good reason.
Yes.
888-553-7536 brings us Bob in your backyard down in Mount Dora, LWLBE. Hello there, Bob.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, I enjoy that dissertation on the mental
stimulation. When you get 77, I want to talk to you again about those aches and pains. But anyway, it is important, I understand. Doc, one quick question.
Hi.
My wife this morning, first of all, she's healthy as a horse. When she goes to doctors on a regular basis, rarely has any problems. She takes Crestor and Synthroid. And during the night this morning, when I got up about 5:30, she was awake, and she said she really hadn't slept, that she had a rapid heartbeat, and she thought it possibly was skipping. So my question to you is, first of all, I assume, Doc, you're still taking patients?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I want to call Monday and get her in. By the way, around the corner from you is my cardiologist. But I'd like for her to see you. You're very sincere. You do a great job and have super knowledge and all those BS things. But anyway, I want to call. But right now, she hasn't taken an aspirin or anything that would have caused this. I don't know when she's had an EKG, but do you have any thoughts about what might have caused this situation?
Does she have a history of high blood pressure or diabetes?
Not really. She just went to the doctor last week, and it was 140 over 80.
So no diabetes?
No, sir.
No obesity?
Well, slight. She's probably 5'2 and 139, 38 pounds.
Okay, so a little bit over.
She's never satisfied, Doc, of course.
Okay, and is she a smoker?
No, sir.
Any heart disease in her family?
No.
And this morning, is she still feeling these symptoms?
Well, I'm in the garage. She's in the bed. So she was feeling them, yes, an hour ago, and she was disturbed, but never complained. So
well, you know,
it needs to be checked.
It might not be a bad idea to take her over to and get checked out this morning. And if everything is okay, we can pick it up on Monday. But I would hate to let this thing go. You know, if she's on Crestor, it means she has high cholesterol.
Yes, sir.
The other thing is she's on Synthroid. You want to make sure that she's not getting too much thyroid replacement. That could speed up her heart. But certainly at her age, with her risk profile, this could certainly be a symptom of inadequate blood flow to the heart. And it just sounds to me like she is not feeling like her usual self.
No, not at all. Yes.
And I would not let this go. If we were open right now, I'd tell you to come right over. But
sure.
Unfortunately, I would go right over to the nearest hospital and get this taken care of.
All right. Sounds like you better get into high gear there, Bob. And Ken is available. If those of you around the country like what you hear and you'd like to go to his office for a consult, his office number is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Easy to remember, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Our number here is 888-55, Dr. Ken, at half past the hour. Good day weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug by the phone. I guarantee you, if you wait, it always happens. I get all these emails. Why can't I get on? Now the lines are open. You call right now. We'll get you on quickly. Won't embarrass you. Answer all your health care questions from head to toe. Get out your pen and paper. I'll give you the phone number. It's easy to remember. Toll free from anywhere in America. 1-888. That's 3-8. 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-55-DR-KEN.
All right, so let's get back to, if you're calling us at 800-888-553-7536, the other news, some of the big stories of the week. We always cover those. The FDA has approved this aortic heart valve. We were talking about breast cancer before and the difference between cancer and heart disease, the two number one killers. And who pays for all of these studies? The first time I saw it, I thought, okay, it's John Edwards. He's at it again. Probably not, though, in this circumstance.
This is out of his area.
Yeah, no, for sure. He's good at breaking hearts. I don't know about whether he knows
or
anything.
Suing the doctor.
Fix him, yeah, exactly. So what is this all about?
Well, a personal story. About 4 years ago, you remember my dad, he was in his late 80s, about 88.
Yep.
He had one of the four valves of the heart, the exit door of the heart, the aortic valve. It opens and closes with each heartbeat. As you get older, often it'll just calcify from wear and tear, and it doesn't open adequately. If the blood doesn't get out of your heart, you don't get the blood with its oxygen pumping throughout your body. It's incompatible with life. You pass out, you go into heart failure, you get chest discomfort. It's just not a good thing. His aortic valve in his late 80s, he's close to 90, was rock hard, solid, just not opening. He had about 3 months to live when he went into his first episode of heart failure because none of the blood was being pumped throughout his body. And I said, Dad, you know, you're either going to become the $6 million man and get a new heart valve, or, you know, it's just not compatible with living. And he said, at my age, I just don't want any more surgery. You can do anything you want as long as you don't cut on me. And I've heard this so often from patients. It's so variable. Some at this age, they want everything possibly done. Some don't want to do anything aggressive. And so about 3 months later, Dad expired with heart failure, predictably, very comfortable with hospice. They're wonderful at home. But the option that was approved this week was not even out there, and it probably would have extended my father's life. Because this week, the FDA has approved the sale of the Edwards Life Sciences Corporation Doug Heart Valve. This is for patients deemed too sick to have open heart surgery, and this clinical trial found that patients receiving, the name of it is called the Sapien valve, they experienced 2.5 times more strokes and 8 times as many vascular and bleeding complications than those who did not receive the implant. So it's not a walk in the park. There are some complications. But the good news is they were more likely to survive 1 year after the surgery. And after a year, 69% of the Sapien patients, they were alive, compared with 50% of those who received an alternative treatment. So this is a nice option. It's not without some potential complications, but for those who are unwilling, unable to have open heart surgery to replace the exit door of the aortic valve of the heart.
All right, there you go. 888-553-7536. Here's an email from Booth, who wants to know how to select a painkiller, popular over-the-counter pain relievers, and whether they're dangerous or not. I read something about some of them being shown to increase the risk of dangerous health conditions if they are taken in high doses for a long time. Please tell us what you think about the various things like Tylenol, Anacin. How many? Oh my God, I haven't heard Anacin referred to. Yeah. Do they even still make Anacin?
They do. Yeah. Now, Doug, this week the CDC, their weekly publication, I've been reading this as most medical students begin and then doctors read it. It's a mouthful, and it sounds horrible, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Mm. But basically, it's a several-page weekly update of the overall health of the country. And what they reported this week is amazing, and it really refers, is part of the answer to the question of this emailer. Every day, 40 Americans die from prescription painkiller abuse. Overdoses of opioid prescription drugs, they now kill, Doug, more people in America than do overdoses from heroin and cocaine combined.
My God.
12 million Americans say they abused prescription drugs in the last year. And taking painkillers that are not for pain but to get high, it's tripled since 1999. Unfortunately, there are some rogue doctors who are prescribing these things. Apparently, 3% of doctors write 62% of the painkiller prescriptions. It's a big problem in Florida. But 1 in 20 American adults admit to having abused prescription narcotics. The most abused, according to the CDC, are drugs such as Vicodin, OxyContin, Opana, and methadone. But there are plenty of other brands that are being used and abused inappropriately. Oxycodone, and there's a lot of different brands of it. Oxycodone combined with other brands, hydrocodone. So you really want to avoid these big guns as much as possible and only use them for short periods of time with doctors who know how to use them, so you hopefully don't start getting addicted to them. And you want to talk, if you're going to be on a pain medicine for a long period of time, you need to talk to your doctor, because unfortunately, if you put something in your mouth, there's no absolutely safe item. I like to, if you can, use these new pain patches, go right to the site of the pain, not take it internally if you can. There are some nice over-the-counter pain patches approved by the FDA that actually are very effective. But if you have to take something oral, most people will start with either an acetaminophen, of which Tylenol is one group. The problem with here is that it can have effect on the liver over long term. Or the other options are the so-called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, of which aspirin, Aleve, the Motrins, these are all options. They're over-the-counter. But the problem here is with long-term use, it can wear down your stomach lining. The non-aspirin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs on the long-term period probably also increase your risk of circulation, heart disease. So you know, it's a dicey thing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing without any little concerns here. If you're going to do this for a short period of time, I think you're fine. You know, if you're going to have to take this for a few days or a week. But if you need long-term pain medicine, don't do it on your own. Talk to your doctor, because there's a lot of unexpected consequences of using these things for a long term, no matter what it is.
But you are one who recommends taking a baby aspirin like before you go to bed, right? Isn't that what most people ought to do to make sure their circulatory system stays A-OK?
Well, for primary prevention is what you're talking about, to prevent, definitely if you've already had a heart attack or stroke and you don't have any potential adverse effects, that is, no problems with the stomach, or you're not a free bleeder, you're not going to have any GI, gastrointestinal irritation, then we usually do recommend one or two baby aspirins a day. If you've never had a heart attack, we usually look at your risk profile. We begin to talk to guys over the age of 40, women over the age of 50. If you have any other risk factor, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoker, obesity, family history. If you have at least one more risk factor but have never had an event, we usually tell you it's a good idea to take somewhere between one to two baby aspirins, ideally in the evening. And but talk to the doctor before you do this on a long-term basis. Don't pull your own teeth here.
All right. I love that expression, Kenza. You wouldn't pull your own teeth. Not back in the old days, that's what they did. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com for the emails. To call us, you do like Ray did, and dial 888-55-DR-KEN. Ray's in Emporia, Kansas. Ken, hi, Ray.
Oh, pretty good. My question is, I got these little skin tags that's under in my underarms, and I got some on the back of my neck, and I got one up here by my eye, like little round things that kind of hang down. I was wondering how you get rid of them.
Skin tags, they're usually small, non-cancerous, or benign skin growths. And they usually, Ray, they have these flesh-colored bumps of tissue that's connected to the skin surface. And where are yours located?
In my underarm, mostly. And I've got one that's starting up here on my eyelid, and then I've got some on the back of my neck.
Don't pull these off yourself, okay? Because they should be done, ideally, I would see a dermatologist. Sometimes they're on the eye, and you have to go see an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist. But they need to be confirmed that, in fact, they're nothing more than a skin tag, and the dermatologist will make the right diagnosis. And then they'll get rid of them so that you don't get the problem with pulling them yourself is that they can create a long-term irritation or a cosmetic issue.
Okay.
And I would recommend either talking to a dermatologist, either a dermatologist or a primary care physician who is comfortable with treating these. Some internists and family physicians do treat these also.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Yes, sir. So we're here for to help you out.
Surgical scissors, freezing, liquid nitrogen.
Warts, same
burning.
As warts? We were talking about warts earlier. Same thing?
It's a similar, but a little different.
All right. Same but different.
These are more
you sound
skin
like you're
growth.
A politician.
The other ones are actually infections.
Yeah. You sound like a politician. 888-553-7536. Blog at drkenshow.com in the upper right-hand corner. Check that out. We'll talk about what's in the weekly newsletter, Dr. Ken's newsletter, the Good Day Health newsletter, coming up in a moment here on Good Day Weekend. Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about peer pressure. Yes, peer pressure. All of our lives, we've learned that peer pressure is not necessarily good for us, especially if we start to hang out with the wrong type of people. But as we grow older, is there peer pressure that can work for us? Is there peer pressure that should work for us? And the answer is yes, of course, because we always take a look at peer pressure as a negative thing, where in reality, it is a positive thing. Once we begin to hang out with people that provide a positive peer pressure influence on our lives, hang out with successful people, hang out with optimistic people, hang out with people that dream, hang out with people that have achieved their dreams, hang out with people that can actually help you do everything that you want in life. Those are the peer pressures that you want. Let them put pressure on you to succeed. And by the way, you are allowed to put peer pressure on other people to succeed, and that way life is good for everyone. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, so we're working on the newsletter, but the contents come to folks who've signed up by going to either drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Click on Ken's picture. It says, do you want to sign up for our newsletter? Just put in your email address, and it will come to you every Friday or Saturday, depending on when we get it all edited. But what's the focus this week, Ken?
This week it's going to be the latest medical research on how your food can be used to keep you healthy and what you may want to avoid, and based on some things that you probably haven't heard about yet.
Food is the key, isn't it? It's not a lot of heavy lifting. Food really is the key to your health and well-being. We've been talking more about that. You heard the story about the woman in Nevada who had a organic farm, and CSA members all year long been buying food from her. And then last Saturday night, she was having a dinner for all of her supporters, and the county board of health came in and closed her down because they didn't have a permit or some other foolishness. And they poured bleach all over her food, wouldn't let her serve it to her family. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, you and I have disagreed about the Occupy Wall Street gang. I don't disagree that some of them are acting foolishly in both of our opinions. But the fact that some people are beginning to get it, and this is a way for people to vocalize, this is the kind of thing that this country now, in many people's minds, stands for.
I'm just afraid they're going to take over your farm.
No, they're not taking over my farm. David is in Bristol, Virginia, on the air right now, Dr. Ken. Hi, David.
How you doing, sir? Good morning.
Hi, what do you need?
I just had a quick question about a condition. It's another dermatological condition. It's tina versicolor, I believe it's called. And basically, it leaves you with two different kind of pigments on your skin after it's all said and done. It comes up, I believe it's due to, I was told, a yeast irregularity.
Well, you guys are really challenging me today.
Good.
This is a chronic fungal infection of the skin, David. It's relatively common. We have never talked about this. It is due to a type of yeast that's normally found on human skin, and it only becomes a problem under certain circumstances. It's most common in people who are younger. Young adult males is the most common, and it also occurs in hotter climates. You get itching, patches of discolored skin.
Even down to a dander.
In African Americans, you often can even lose skin color. It can cause increased sweating. And what you want to do is get this thing diagnosed. Usually it takes a skin scraping. It's examined.
I've tried selenium sulfate, diflucan, all of them with no reprieve.
Well, give me a second. You know how sometimes you get this shotgun medicine. I don't know if you had it diagnosed, and I think we're getting near the clock here, but you need a skin scraping examined under the microscope to make sure that you see yeast and that you have the right diagnosis, especially if you haven't been getting any effectiveness with these antifungal medicines applied to the skin. Clotrimazole, ketoconazole, miconazole, commonly used.
what's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
After the hour now, the hours, the time go by quickly. If you have a question about your health or somebody in your family, your friends, whomever, you saw something that you're wondering, oftentimes we develop a theme here. When you're calling 888-553-7536, you're often into the theme that we come up with. There are all kinds of things that are going on this week. There don't seem to be any. I saw this story about fecal transplants and tried to figure out what the heck that's all about. What the heck? Fecal is like poop. What are we transplanting here?
It is. You know, there was an American College of Gastroenterology meeting this week, and some cutting-edge information about the gut, the stomach, the intestines was reported. And this is a procedure that, you know, a decade ago, you would have laughed about. You would have thought it was coming out of wacky alternative medicine. But actually, it's now becoming mainstream. And what has happened is that for people, especially with some very difficult to treat infections of the GI tract, C. difficile, Clostridium difficile, it's not uncommon. It can be life-threatening. It can be a very difficult infection of the gut to treat. Fecal transplants, Doug, they were once shunned by the medical establishment, but they're proving to be useful. They can also ease severe irritable bowel syndrome and these nasty bacterial infections. What happens is it involves taking feces from a donor. It's usually a spouse or a relative, or it could actually be anyone after a light colonoscopy prep. We've all had this as we pass age 50. And then this sample is then mixed with some saline, salt water, so that it has a consistency that can be aspirated, sucked up into a 60 cc syringe, and then the recipient then undergoes their routine colonoscopy, and the mixture is just inserted into the bowel. And the idea is that this new transplanted population, Doug, of healthy flora will correct the patient's underlying problem, and it just does seem to work. And this is why when I hear about these wacky ideas, I don't immediately say, you know, it's crazy, and I think that if you're in medicine long enough, you'll see where some of these ideas that come out of the alternative side eventually turn out to be safe and effective. And again, this was reported, Doug, at the American College of Gastroenterology annual meeting in Washington, D.C. this week.
Who would have thought of this, though? So I don't know where the idea came from. Well, who was the first to think, oh, let's do that?
It came out of the alternative side, and it was...
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just thinking about how a person's mind works. They said, oh, look at this. Let's see if we can do that. Because you hear all of these things about your feces, and when you're going to the bathroom, you need to wash your hands afterwards because there could be all kinds of things in there. So
I wouldn't have been the first to sign up to be a recipient.
No. It just really seems bizarre. All right, let's see what Laura has. She's in Melrina, good, Doug. Marina Del Rey, listening to KFWB in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Laura.
Well, howdy-doody.
Howdy-doody.
Yes, I'm a 90-year-old gal, lots of miles left on me, and I've always had a keen sense of smell and taste. I've always cooked by a sense of smell. I can smell everything in the food. But in the last few years, I've lost my sense of smell and taste. And it came after I was rear-ended and had a bad whiplash injury and a herniated disc in my lower back.
All right, so are these connected? Is that the question?
Yes, are these connected?
That's an
well,
interesting question.
Have you had any radiation for any treatments of cancer?
No.
Are you a smoker?
Oh, God, no. I don't take any medication at all. I don't smoke. I'll have a little wine sometimes before dinner, and I usually cut it with a little water.
Have you had any upper respiratory infections? Some viral illnesses can do this. Have you had sinusitis? Are your nasal passages blocked? Have you had any trauma to the head?
I have. When I was rear-ended in 2006, August of 2006.
There you go.
Bad whiplash injury.
All right. The smell nerves, they're responsible for smell. They can be damaged or contain scar tissue. It's time to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor. I bet that's what happened, Lara.
All right. There you go. 888-553-7536. Quick call from Myron in Wisconsin. All right, Myron, you got 60 seconds. Make it fast.
Well, see, I'm going to be 91 in December. And okay. About the last couple of years, I have trouble with when I have a
All right, hold on a second. We'll get to your question. It's 59 past the hour. Hold on.